As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome, my fellow trivia nerds, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany. I'm here with my bestie, Meredith. Say hi, Meredith.
Hi, kids in the car.
We have a weird topic today.
Oh.
I was like, what can I do to weird Meredith out? And today, we are playing vowel trivia, as in E-I-O-U. All of the answers today are going to start with a vowel.
I'd like to buy a vowel.
You're gonna need a lot of them. You're gonna need three rounds worth of vowels because every answer is an A, E, I, O, or U. We are not doing Y today. I know that sometimes an exception, but it is not today.
It is not an exception. Listen, kids in the car, Y is a consonant. Is that the word? Consonant?
Consonant. Yes.
I don't know.
All right. We've got shout outs first to Brooklyn, Vita and Selena, Jace, Hudson, Leo, Tessa, Graham, Wells, and Kale, plus birthdays to Madison, Adelaide, Rylan, and some belated birthdays to Eli and Claire. I hope you guys had amazing birthdays. I love April. It's my birthday month, so let's bring it in strong with some birthdays. All right, here we go. Three rounds of vowel trivia. Round one, question one. One of the highest grossing movies ever, this film takes place in Pandora and follows the Na'vi as they fight to save their home.
What is Avatar?
That is correct. It is Avatar. Okay, question two. Which two planets in our solar system start with a vowel?
Well, there's Earth. Uranus.
Yes. Earth and Uranus. All right, question three. This rock and roll king didn't want anyone to step on his blue suede shoes.
That would be Elvis.
Correct. Question four. Eating this vegetable is said to make your pee smell funny.
Asparagus. And by the way, I'm one of the lucky ones. It does not make my pee stink.
It definitely makes my pee stink.
Yeah, you're either a yes or no. And so,
it's like a biology thing, huh?
Yeah, I think so. Because I was always like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. And then I figured out some people can eat it. I'm one.
That's amazing. Okay, question five. She is the glasses wearing fashion designer in The Incredibles.
Oh, I don't know.
That would be Edna. All right. Question six. What do you call the mammary glands that squirt milk from a cow?
The udders.
Yep. The udders. Okay. Question seven. Which upbeat song features the lyrics, "All right, stop, collaborate, and listen"?
Ice baby.
That is correct. We got some vanilla ice up in here. Question eight. What is Flynn Rider's real name in Tangled?
Earl Pearl.
Nope. It is Eugene Fitzherbert.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, question 9. This can be defined as the curved path of a celestial object or spacecraft around a star, planet, or moon.
The curved path around is the... This is how I buy more time to think of the answers. I ask the questions back, and I'm going to say it's the orbit.
It is the orbit. Yes. Good job. All right. Final question of this round. The pupil, iris, and lens are just some of the parts that make up this organ.
Well, I was going to say eye, but is your eye an organ?
I hope so, because
it is today. Is it the eye?
I mean, I'm going to call it an organ because you can donate them.
I say yes.
You can donate them.
Oh, yeah. You can donate your eyes.
We're going to say yes, guys.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was an organ or a body part, but either way, it's
definitely
the eye.
It's a body part. Now I'm really questioning myself. I don't know, guys.
I'm going to Google it.
You're going to let me know.
The eye an organ? The eye is an organ.
Well, there you go. So before
you have it,
send off that email, just know that I was right. All right. Let's go into round 2 of AEIOU trivia. Question 1. Which nut is used to make marzipan?
What is marzipan?
It's like not a candy, not a cookie. It's like a weird pastry. They make animals out of them. Like
a nut. Think? It's a nut that
it is
starts
a nut.
With an A-E-I-O-U.
Yes.
It is an econ. It's pecan's cousin.
It's an almond, actually. And I hate marzipan, too. I don't like it. Okay, question 2. What kind of animal was Riley's imaginary friend Bing Bong in Inside Out?
Bing bong, bing bong, bing bong. Bing bong was an elephant.
He was an elephant.
I always walk around the house saying bing bong, bing bong, bing.
I'm sure your family loves it.
They love it.
They love it. I bet they do. I bet they do. All right. Question 3. The journey of the Titanic was interrupted by what large mass?
Iceberg.
It was an iceberg. It was. Okay, question 4. What Swedish band recorded the hits The Sign and All That She Wants?
Ace of Base.
Yep, Ace of Base is correct. Question 5. Drizella and who make up Cinderella's stepsisters?
Eggzella.
Anastasia.
Oh, I knew it was some weird name. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. Anastasia. Weird like Eggzella. Like. All right. Question 6. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is situated in what U.S. state? It's right.
Ohio.
It is in Cleveland, Ohio. You have never been to this place. It is so cool.
You have to go.
You have to go. It is honestly the coolest place. You'll spend a whole day there. It is awesome. And also their cafeteria food is the bomb. Okay.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
It is pretty good. Question 7. How many months of the year begin with a vowel? How many of them?
Well, give me a minute. 1, 3.
3 is correct. It is April,
yes.
August, and October. All right, question 8. What high school did Troy and Gabriella attend in High School Musical?
come on. No one knows that. Alexander High.
It is East High School.
It would be.
All right. Question 9. This musician has hits that include Shape of You and Thinking Out Loud.
Oh, I don't love him, if I'm honest, but I know it's Ed Sheeran, but I don't like the guy.
Really?
I don't know why. I just have not. I've always felt like.
Controversial.
That guy's a real try hard. I don't know what it is about him. Hot take. Ed Sheeran, no good.
Shocked. Oh, my. Okay. Hey, I'm going to let you stand in your truth. All right. Final question of this round. This popular fruit. Fall fruit, by the way, shares a name with Gwyneth Paltrow's daughter.
Okay, it's apple.
That's right. It is apple. I wonder how many apples were born after she named her daughter Apple.
I wonder if we have an apple listening to this show. If we do, could you please tell us?
I do. I want to know. Maybe we'll make a post. Do you have an offbeat name? I want to hear it. I love those
names. We want to hear your children's names. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's make a post. I'll put a post up this week on Facebook, guys. Find it and leave a comment. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Then we'll be back with more vowel trivia. Is there anything worse than paying for something twice and forgetting about it month after month? After month, yes, that's what I was doing. Did you know 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had five subscriptions. I could not believe it when they told me I was paying for over 20 subscriptions each month, some of them twice, between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services. It was never ending. Thanks to Rocket Money, I am no longer wasting my money on all of those ones I forgot or was double paying for. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. And count me in there, guys, because I needed so much help. Saving members up to $740 a year when you're using the app's features. It is so easy. It is just figuring out what you want to cancel and then hitting cancel, and Rocket Money does it for you. Stop wasting money on things you don't need. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/roadtrip. That is rocketmoney.com/roadtrip. Again, rocketmoney.com/roadtrip.
Hi, friends. Are you looking for a story time podcast with your littles? Something that has some great storytelling and maybe some conversation about it? Look no further. With Story Time with Philip and Mommy, my little guy Philip and I sit down every single day and read a story together. And we, of course, want you to join us. Grab your copy of the book, sit down, let's read it, and let's talk about it. We'll learn new words, we'll learn new ideas, and then we'll learn how we can use those stories in our lives. It's a lot of fun. Classics like Little Golden Books or Berenstain Bears, all the way up through the newest phenomenons like Bluey. We talk about them and we have a lot of laughs. It's a great time and we hope that you can come and join us. So please look for us and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Storytime with Philip and Mommy. Thanks so much. We'll see you there.
Okay, we are back. All right, we're here for round 3 of vowel trivia. Question 1. Which Disney princess sings Once Upon a Dream?
Cinder. Nope. That doesn't start with a vowel. I put it back in my mouth and it is, I don't know.
It is Aurora. Aurora, who is Sleeping Beauty. Okay, question 2. Which bone in the human body is often referred to as the funny bone?
The elbow bone. No, which does start with an E.
Does start with an E. It's the Alna. But like, I feel like that's worth a point.
Half okay. a point.
Question three. This two brother band sang the song Wonderwall.
Oh, that was the class of 1998 from Swanton High School song, and that would be Oasis.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Oasis it is. All right, question four. According to Shrek, what food are ogres most like?
Well, I think they stink, so I'm going to guess onion.
They are. Ogres are like onions. Okay, question five. What was Elvis Presley's middle name?
It was definitely Elvis Eugene.
It's Aaron. Elvis Aaron Presley.
Oh.
All right, question six. This board game has you behaving like a surgeon as long as you have steady hands to avoid the buzzer.
Operation.
That's right. Operation. That is a panic attack for me. That game, I cannot do it. All right.
Can't do
question
it.
Seven. The traditional recipe for pound cake includes 1 pound of each of these four ingredients: flour, sugar, butter, and what?
I'm going to say eggs, but a pound of eggs?
I know. I never made pound cake, and that's the
I'm
answer?
Never going to now.
No.
4 pounds. I'd eat the whole thing. Them?
How do you measure a pound of eggs? All right. Question eight. What was the name of Jesse's original owner in Toy Story 2?
Allison.
It is Emily. And I'm just going to tell you, I block all Toy Stories out because they are too sad. Okay. Question nine. Which gas do humans breathe in and use for respiration?
Oxygen.
Correct. And final question. This famous and fruity word is said to have no rhyming words.
Banana.
No, orange.
It doesn't start with an O. Orange.
Orange, you glad that I finished with this question?
Oh.
It is orange. Apparently nothing rhymes with orange. All right, you did it. Three rounds of vowel trivia. That exists.
What rhymes with banana?
Santana?
Oh, yeah.
Bandana?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot. Okay, never mind.
Oceana? I don't know. I'm just thinking of sounds now.
All right, fine.
Just thinking of sounds. All right, we did three rounds of vowel trivia. We want to know how you did. Head over to our Instagram and Facebook and let us know. If you want to get a shout out, have your parents send us a message to Facebook or Instagram. Make sure to include your name, especially those 5-star reviews. If you want a shout out, we love giving them, but you have to put your name in there so we know who to give the shout out to. All right, thanks for listening, trivia nerds.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.